Now I'm going to go to our comment line because we have Gráinne Ní Gairlt on the line from Kenmare. Gráinne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry. How are
Gráinne, you climbed very good. You climbed Mount Brandon yesterday.
I sure did.
Okay, and what happened?
So I decided the husband, Tig, was working. So I said, okay, we're down here in Dingle. I said, it's a beautiful day. I said, I'm taking off. And it is the first time that I've ever gone on Brandon on my own. Because as you know, safety, mountains, everything.
Sure.
It's not, you know, you want to make sure everything is okay. So I packed the bag, I had everything. I had a little jacket. I had my jumper just in case it got cold on the top. And I had my water and a bit of food and my camera. So headed off anyway and got talking to Americans on the way up and then left them because they went to a few crosses. So I went from the Brandon side and went up then and I met a couple. And she was struggling, the girl was struggling. She's going, oh, I'm fed up with this. She goes, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm just sick of it now. I'm too tired. I said, come on, you're almost there, but she had another small bit to go, but I said, come on, you're going. You've got this far now, you're going to go. So they also had a little pug with them as well called Winnie. And every now and then they'd let it down, but they'd carry her as well. But so anyway, we got up another bit, kept going. We were chatting away, chatting to both of them individually because she was behind, I was in the middle, he was in front, whatever. And we got up to the top and we had our food and we met people from London up there. And then they kind of disappeared. And I was like, I'm after walking all the way up with these from there and they're after disappearing. I said, and they never said good luck.
Yeah.
And then I saw them down below. They'd gone down small. But I said, are you all right? Because she looked like she was after falling over. But she goes, we're engaged. I said, what? So he's after proposing to her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it was lovely.
Fantastic. So that's why they disappeared.
He took her
off to a separate area to ask her to marry him.
Yeah, because there was a lot of people like had landed, you know, at the same time as us, funny enough. And he was trying to, you know, get her attention. Then he didn't want to do it in front of everyone because she had absolutely no iota. She had no clue. And they were down from Dublin just for a few days. And actually, she had relations in Ballyhaig. He had relations in Clahan. But they were just down for a few days together. And they, he just decided, I'll pop the question on top of Mount Brandon.
And there she was, cursing her luck, struggling to get up the top of the mountain. What am I doing here? I'm tired. We need to turn around and go home.
Come on. I said, keep going. I said, you have to. And I was struggling. Like, I was delighted to have met them because, you know, on your own, like, you're there trying to get up it. And, and it's, like, it's a nice climb. Like, it's an easy, you know, as in it's a nice path up. But just to, like, if a bit of distraction on the way up, it's great.
Yeah.
Chatting with you don't notice the time going up.
Yes.
Hence to say that I met my uncle who had been up and down about an hour, I'd say, and laughing at me going up. I was like, and he's
struggling.
Almost easy, I think. So,
that's amazing. And so they were delighted. You took a picture of them.
I did, and they said, "Oh, definitely you can." I said, "I'm putting this into and send it into Kerry Radio tomorrow." I said, and they gave me full permission to send it in. They were delighted, and actually, we went out for dinner last night, but we headed into town. They gave me a text because I'd sent on photographs to them from the mountain. And I met them inside in Adam's Bar last night, and sure, we were dancing mad inside there. And then it was funny because we met another crowd that we had met on the mountain, and they were chatting away. And we got talking, and it was actually Micheál Mura-Hurtig's son, who we had met in the mountain with his family. So it was amazing. It was some day,
brilliant.
Like, it was gas.
That's great. Yeah. And what are the couple's names, Gráinne?
So it's funny. He kept calling her Gráinne. I was like, why was he calling her Gráinne? And next minute, she's a Gráinne. So
she's another Gráinne.
It's very unusual to meet a Gráinne, and she's 15 years younger than me nearly. And I was like, this is amazing because you don't meet too many Gráinnes anymore. I know you have an auntie Gráinne.
No.
Huh?
Yeah. She's Gráinne and he was?
Sean.
Sean and Gráinne. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's brilliant. That's fantastic. And they were obviously buzzing and delighted with the whole thing.
On the way down, he said, just go because she had to make millions of phone calls. It was perfect. 5:30 5G signal on top of Mount Brandon, by the way. And so she had to make loads of calls and everything. So he said, keep going. So that's why I said, they texted me, said, come in and we'll have a drink, whatever, in town after. So it was lovely, yeah.
That's brilliant. Look, it shows love is alive and well in Kerry in 2025. Top of Mount Brandon.
Absolutely.
And an engagement. That's fantastic.
And with their pug. They said,
with
make
their
sure
pug.
You mention Winnie.
Yeah. brilliant stuff.
Disappeared. For a second off the side, we thought she was gone, but she actually came back up again. She just kind
Thank
of took
God.
Off the edge, and we're like, oh, jeez. But yeah, so it was amazing. It was some day, and you know what? It's no harm go off do something like that on your own, too. It's lovely, like, because, you know, you're sometimes you'd be, like, relying on people or whatever, but it's lovely to do it on your own as long as you have all the equipment and everything, because, you know, that mountain, there'd be people.
You need to be safe.
We've seen the rest.
Well, you'll never know who you'll meet, that's for sure. Grainne, brilliant story, a nice positive story to wrap up this hour on the programme. Thanks a million for telling us this morning.
No problem. Talk
brilliant.
To you later.
Grainne Garrett there from Kenmare. On the way to Mount Brandon, on the way up to Mount Brandon, met the couple, helped them to the top, and then there was a marriage proposal after all of that. Brilliant stuff.